Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hello.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Sashir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. We had a whole conversation this morning about hot dogs for a very long time.
Yeah, I laughed in the middle of it because I was like, oh, wow, we're still talking about hot dogs. But I was fully invested.
Well, I finally figured out why I'm not like huge on dogs in public.
Yeah. Could you explain it to the listeners, please?
Oh, yeah. Nope. I came to that conclusion and I'm really glad I did. No, because I love a grilled dog with that crispy yum yum outside
and yum,
that
yum.
Juicy flavor burst in the middle. And sometimes it like pops in your mouth and you're like, oh, that salty liquid. It's so yummy. And then when you get them out in the world, they're not like that.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like a boiled dog and it's like, why did you think that was enough?
Yeah, what are we doing? If you're offering a dog, you got to grill it up.
Grill it up. And I went to Costco. I went to Costco today and I was like, I got to get a dog. And it was so tasty. It was really great. And it was on a sesame seed bun. Now, I don't think I've seen a sesame seed hot dog bun.
Me either. Costco's different, you know?
Costco's different.
They also have soft serve. Did you get soft serve?
I didn't get soft serve. I was like, I'm not at the point of my ice cream eating journey where I can finish a whole serving yet. I did get a sample of ice cream because they were sampling ice cream in the frozen food aisle. So I was like, a little taste. But I didn't get a whole serving.
You know what? I think the next person I date, go on multiple dates with, I think I'm going to see if they have a Costco membership. And go to Costco and like walk around and have samples.
It is. You can spend a whole day there. It's really fun.
And then end at the food court for a little dessert or the entree.
The entree. Yeah. Have an appetizer around the aisles.
Oh my God. How fucking romantic.
I like it. I like weird dates where you're like, I would never do this by myself. But like, it's weird and silly, and if you like it, that's a good sign.
That's what I think, because I'm down to clown. You know me. Honk, honk. I'm fucking Bozo over here.
Oh, my God. Fucking Bozo, bro.
Yeah, man, let's get fucking silly, dude.
Yeah. A circus is a good idea for a date, too.
I want to go to the Universal Circus. I don't know if it still exists, though.
I don't either. I haven't seen it since I was a child.
But we have talked about this before, so we do know the answer, but I don't remember what it is.
I don't either.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. You had a bunch of errands today, and I had a meeting get canceled today, and you were like, do some self-care. Leave the house. Okay, here's what I did. I woke up, set up to watch 90 Day Fiancé for another podcast, ate a salad, and then I took a nap.
Okay. Did you actually watch the show?
No. Oh, I didn't watch a single thing.
I see.
I even moved locations. So I was on the couch to watch it, and then I got up And I was like, what if I lay down and watch it?
Oh, no.
And then I didn't even set up the computer. I closed the computer and then got in bed and went to sleep.
Seems like you really weren't even trying to watch it. You're like, yeah, this will work. I'll just get under the covers, close my eyes, not even open my laptop. Mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm. But I am so refreshed in a way that I haven't felt in a while. I think I needed a nap.
Yeah. Sometimes your body will let you know. Naps are also productive.
Thank you. Okay, now I don't feel good. Because last night I have trouble sleeping, so I took a sleeping pill last night. Mm-hmm. And I took one the night before, but not the night before. And I think I might get better sleep when I don't sleep through the night, which doesn't make any sense. Because like when I don't sleep through the night, I know I'm sleeping because I woke up in the middle of the night and then I have to get back to sleep. So I know I went to sleep, but with a sleeping pill, you just go to sleep and wake up. So I'm like, did I sleep? But I know I did. This doesn't make sense.
So wait. So if you wake up within the sleep, you know it was better because you're aware of it? Or
I think so. I think my brain goes, wow, you had to work at it. So you did it. And then when it's easy and when I sleep through the night, I'm like, well, did I? I don't know if I'm actually rested. That was too easy. And I think my brain tricks my body into feeling like I haven't rested when I sleep through the night.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, it's not crazy, but it's like, it should be easy, ideally.
It should be. When I the first time I took a sleeping pill, I was like, wow, what a treat. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, I wake up and I'm like, I know I slept, but I don't know that I slept because I didn't wake up. And it wasn't hard to go to sleep. I don't think I rested good enough. And then I'll be like kind of tired during the day.
Whoa. But then can't you also think like, oh, I didn't wake up at all during that sleep last night. So if I'm not aware of it, like if you didn't get good sleep, you would be aware of it, right? Like you'd be awake for part of it.
Yeah. And tossing and turning and like trying to get back to sleep. But I think my brain is like, Nicole, that's how you get rest. You have to work really hard at it. Because I've had such trouble sleeping for so long.
Yeah.
Lord, the body is a mystery. The brain is a mystery. It's strange.
Yeah. What if you tried tricking your brain into thinking it's like comparing it to when you drive to a place you know how to get to? Like when we drive to like work every day or this restaurant, you know where you're going. Your brain kind of goes on autopilot and you're like, how'd I end up here? Wow, I wasn't even paying attention. And like maybe it's like that. Your sleep is driving you to sleep land on autopilot. But then if you're aware of it and you're looking at your phone trying to figure it out on maps, being like, where am I going? Then it's like, oh, this was too hard. I must not be getting to the place, to my destination, the way I should be.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Here's another thing I just thought of. So I'll wake up at like 1 a.m. and I'll go, sick. 1 a.m., 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9. Wait, I just did it. 6, 7, 8. That's 8 more hours to go. And then I get excited that I still have 8 hours. And then if I wake up at 5, I go 5 to 6, 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9. That's 4 more hours. So then I'm like, gotta go back to sleep to get 4 more hours.
Gotta catch up on these hours.
Yeah, and I get like excited, but then when I go to sleep at like midnight or whatever and then wake up at 9, I'm like, no more hours. I guess I'm rested.
I guess I did it, even though you woke up on every hour.
Well, when I take the sleeping pill and I don't wake up on every hour, I'm like, so I slept.
How many hours did I get?
I guess I got them all. I guess it was like a Pokemon. Gotta catch them all. I'm Ash Ketchum and I caught all the hours of sleep.
Well, I saw this one thing that said if you do wake up while you're sleeping, that you shouldn't look at the time because that makes your brain aware of when you need, like that you even have to wake up eventually. So, because if you're like, I only have 3 more hours, and your brain's like, well, it's only 3 hours. And then you may not actually get to full like REM sleep, where if you just don't even know what time it is, it's like, well, I should just go to sleep and let sleep happen, you know?
My brain is different. So anytime I have to wake up at like 6 a.m., my lovely assistant, Lindsay, helps me wake up because I'm not good at waking up in the morning. She'll just text me to make sure that I'm awake and I text her back that I'm awake. But mm-hmm. if I wake up 15 minutes before that text, I will go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And I'll hit REM sleep. And then she'll have to call me 800 times. And I'll be like, yeah, don't worry. I was in the shower. I was nowhere near my shower.
Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, 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 vroom. Ha, 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 ha. I'm at the airport going through the TSA.
Yeah. Here's my passport, sir.
Wow. And once he's like, are you okay?
That's really funny.
But maybe that's right. Maybe I shouldn't look at my phone.
Worth a try. But also, you know how your brain works.
Yeah, it's a dizzy little bitch.
Dang.
Also, my wrist hurts.
Why?
Because I did something in pole. I don't know what I was doing, but my wrist got a little funky funk. What was it? I don't know. Veronica believes in me too much, and she's really been pushing me, and it's hard. She wanted me to do this like weird fan kicky thing into like an inversion. And truly, it was so wild. And I was like, oh, man, that's crazy. I don't think I can do that. That's crazy.
Damn, dude.
Wow. You make it look so simple. Oh, my God. But it was not simple. It was really hard. I could only do the first part. And I think maybe doing that, it got a little funky funk. But it's like just a little, you know, like when you point, like it hurts a little to point and do that. Which is like all movements.
Like how often
you'd be surprised. You would be surprised.
For people who couldn't see that, because this is the podcast, I guess you were kind of how
flopping
I this.
Flopping like, my wrist and pointing.
Flopping and point. I guess if you were holding like a crystal ball and you were like, I want to look at all sides of this, it's when you turn your wrist to the most like opposite direction and you're holding it like a claw.
Well, sometimes I do fun stuff with Clyde. I like, and by fun stuff I mean like I'll move my arms around crazy and scream at him.
That is like, fun
stuff. Who's my special boy? Who's my woman? I call him a woman when he cries because he sounds kind of like a woman. He'll be like, mom.
No.
Yeah, but it's only when I come home he gets so excited to see me.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't even have to be working out to hurt myself. Like I was sitting on a stool and I just like pushed my weight on my wrist and then it hurt for 2 days.
Oh no.
It's fine now, but I was like, I don't want to get old. I hate this.
Sashir, I don't want to get old either. It doesn't seem fun. Like, okay, I was watching these videos, this like, I don't know, where was I? I think I was on X, formerly known as Twitter, and this man was interviewing old people, and he was like, what do you regret the most? And all of the old people were like, that thinking material things were important, and not spending time with loved ones, and not appreciating my body when it was young. I was like, oh my God, all that's coming for me? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to get old and be crusty and have trouble getting up. I don't want to be old and be surrounded by all my tchotchkes and be like, it never brought me happiness. Because it did. It does. And I know it will.
Yeah. Why are these old people saying that material things don't matter? They do.
Yeah, they do. I look at my pig that I got in New Orleans for $500. And it makes me happy. It brings me joy.
Yeah. Maybe their taste sucks.
Maybe. Maybe.
There's a bad things.
Yeah. They're not buying spooky piggy banks and putting flowers in them.
Where did you end up putting that family of ducks in rainwear? We were at some sort of thrift store, and there was like a little family of it was like a mama duck and a bunch of little ducklings, and they're all in like a rain jacket and umbrellas. And you're like, should I just get the big one or all of them? I was like, well, you have to get the family. You can't separate them.
I'm glad I didn't separate them because those poor little ducks would have been so sad all by themselves.
Yeah.
They're in my dining room. Do you remember the little woven leaf thing and then the woven jar that I gave you? Mm-hmm. They took the place of that because I was like, these ducks are more my speed. I don't need this woven leaf thing.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. I'm like excited to live more so I can find more weird shit.
That's a good reason to live more.
Like, I just love all my weird cookie jars. Like, mm-hmm. my fat cow with sunglasses, yeah. cookie jar, my cookie jar of a hot, sexy pig lady and a pig man with tattoos riding a motorcycle cookie jar. Have you great. Seen that one, right?
I don't know if I have.
Oh, it's great.
And are there things inside of the cookie jars? No.
There is a speaker inside the cow. There is...
to, like, play through the cow? Or you take it out of the cow?
No, I take it out of the cow. That's just where it lives, so it's not out all the time. Mm-hmm. And then in the hot pig motorcycle couple are wires to plug things up in.
Nice.
They're my little storage.
I just recently got rid of so many wires, and I'm really proud of myself. I just
like, you too.
There's like a whole basket full of wires, and I was like, mm-hmm. some of them were repeats, and some of them I was like, I truly have no idea what this could go to. I don't need it anymore. If I haven't used it in 7 years mm-hmm. or like however many years, I don't need it. And then I just got rid of them all.
Where'd you take them to?
Like a thrift store.
Oh,
that's
smart.
I think
okay.
St. Vincent de Paul. So maybe someone, it's also strange because I'm like, who would buy it? Like, someone going to be like, ooh, I needed this. I don't even know what they're called.
Wire.
I was going to try to think of like a, like the USC3
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
US3 PCPO.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, I was in a thrift store once and I bought a very small bag that I didn't need, placemats that I didn't need. But then I found a little cup for my toothbrush, which is what Ooh. I did need. Yeah. And I'm sure when someone donated that little cup, they were like, whatever. Nobody who needs this?
Me. Yeah.
Me needed that.
Me needed that.
Me needed. I need to donate some clothes because I went on like a little, I mean, it happens a lot. I like keep going on little shopping sprees on eBay and finding yeah. really great deals and finding something for like $20 and being like, I'll pay you $15 and then pay $15 and then I get it. And I'm like, okay, this is not the measurements that you said it was. Mm-hmm. This is either too big or too small. And then mm-hmm. sometimes it fits perfectly. Like I got these white denim shorts. I don't wear white denim, but I'm gonna.
I've never seen it before.
No, but then I bought They were 15. No, they were 8. And then I found a white sleeveless, like mock neck turtleneck that was 5. And I was yeah. like, well, I'm going to get that. And both of them seem like they fit. And I'm like really excited about this bitch. Who is she? An all
Who
white?
Is she? I mean, brave. So brave.
I know. Whenever I see a woman wearing all white, I always go, no matter what kind of white it is, I go, wow, it's a real woman.
I think June Diane Raphael, who yes. was a guest on the show in like maybe our first season, mm-hmm. Came to the studio in all white. And I was like, mm-hmm. wow, this is a classy yeah. lady.
The first time I met her, she walked past me in a white trench coat, white pants, and a white turtleneck. And I was like, oh my God, she's a woman and she's like brave. What if she eats? What if she eats? Does she
What if someone near her eats? Like, there's yes. so much risk in the world.
And she has kids. And I'm like, yeah. they're not gumming her up. That's crazy. That's power.
Mm-hmm. She taught them well. She said, you stand in front of me.
Stay away from me.
Don't run up to me with your grubby hands. You wash those before you come to me.
Ugh, I just love it. Mm-hmm. I'm branching into orange. I found orange jeans. And I was like, oh my God, am I going to wear orange jeans? And I tried them on. They fit pretty well. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be that girl. Oh my God. People are going to yield to me. They're going to say, look at that traffic cone. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Woman at work.
Yes.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. I don't think I knew that you can haggle on eBay.
Mm-hmm. So some of them are straight up offer only, or not offer only. It's like buy only. You can only buy it. But some of them will be listed for like $20 or best offer. Mm-hmm. And then you get to haggle.
Ooh.
And then they come back at you with another offer. And on Depop, if you put it in your cart to incentivize you to buy, they'll give you a little bit of a discount.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
She knows the tricks.
I know the tricks. I know the tips. I know it.
I couldn't think of another thing.
Simply couldn't think of another thing. I also bought these seashell shorts. This year, they're beautiful.
I bet.
They're so beautiful.
Is it like iron on seashells or like...
No, bitch.
Is it in the design?
Denim fabric with seashells on it.
Wow.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. Modern clothing is boring.
Yeah.
How come I can't find seashells on jeans now?
I know. It sucks.
Why can't I find striped denim? Why is it only like once in a while? It's like, here's some striped jeans. Give me striped jeans all day long. And give me different colors of stripes.
That's true.
Like, here, all I want. Mm-hmm. Is a denim bustier in a denim print with a matching bottom.
Yeah. That sounds
a
really
matching
great.
Short, a matching jean.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Mm-hmm.
Is that so hard to ask for?
Brittany and Justin from the 1999 VMAs or whatever it was.
I have that dress. Fashion brand company made one and I bought it right
Ooh,
up.
That's fun.
Yeah. It's I think so I remember you wearing cute. That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wore it for some press thing and a little hat that said bitch on it.
Perfect.
I love fun clothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Am I going to cry? I just feel
See,
like
those old people are wrong about material things not making you happy.
They make me so
Look at how happy
love,
you are.
I'm about to cry over used clothing on eBay. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like this
some people don't
shirt,
like shopping or don't
look
like
at this.
These stars, they're great.
Yeah, it's colorful stars. It's my big dumb shirt I wear around the house. That's you nice. Don't have to wear a dumb ripped shirt. You can wear a fun, colorful one.
Yeah. You don't have to wear a dumb, ripped shirt. Those are the only options. A dumb, ripped shirt or a fun, colorful one.
My dad used to wear dumb, ripped shirts around the house because I feel like he was like, I don't want to waste my good clothes on the inside. But I like looking at my shit and being happy on the inside.
Yeah.
See, Judith is looking up denim bustier sets.
Oh.
This is all boring.
Yeah. They could be more fun. Those pants are kind of fun. They're all patchy. But I don't like the one they have holes in them.
No, I don't want holes. I want to work to put holes in my clothing.
These holes have to be earned.
Oh, wait. Did you ever get rid of that acid wash denim dress?
No, it's still in my closet.
Okay, good. I'm hunting for one that looks similar.
So we can work together.
Yes, and I found one, and it fits in the titties, and it doesn't fit in the waist. So I'm going to see if I can get it altered.
Ooh.
Because I found this lady who alters clothing. Like, I gave her two pairs of shorts. So I bought two pairs of each pair of shorts, and she's putting them together. And we had a fitting the other day, and she made them too big so we could, like, work in, and it's very exciting for me.
That's very
So I'm
going
to see if she'll fix up this dress so we can wear it at the same time, and then I'll allow you to get rid of it.
Okay, great. Maybe we can wear it at the Missy concert.
Oh, my God, yes. Sashir, I asked you if you wanted to go. You said yes. I didn't even ask you what your price range was. I just bought the closest tickets and then backtracked. It was like, hey, you could just pay me whatever you want. I mean, this is what the total is. But if you don't want to pay that, that's fine. Because I didn't ask. I wanted to be so close to her.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I have no problem with that. I'll pay whatever to see her.
God, I can't wait to flip it and reverse it. I am so excited. She has bops on bops on bops.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
And then Busta and Sierra are going to be there, too?
Yes. Sierra. Oh, God.
I'm so glad.
And Sierra's doing a meet and greet for $250, which I think is kind of low.
Really low.
Right?
So low. Yeah.
But I don't know what I would say to Sierra. Hello.
Yeah, that's a great start. That is a great start. Let me just 1-2 step on over here next to you.
Oh man, I bet she's never heard that. Oh God, that's funny. I better 1-2 step over to you, Sierra. God, I'm so excited. She's got so many hits. Do you think she's gonna bring out that girl who's now an adult to dance?
I think it'd be fun. I don't know.
I think
it'd
be fun too.
I think she dances still. Because I know she did that Missy performance for MTV.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever that was, years ago.
God, that was such a fun performance. And just think, we're going to get like 2 hours of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sashir, I'm so excited.
I'm really excited.
And it's all the way in July.
I know. Seems so far.
I know. But it's already April. Can you believe?
I kind of can't.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Low. What's 2025 going to bring? I think Yuletime joy.
The whole year?
Will be the whole joy? Year. I think 2025 is going to be good.
She's done.
The even number years are like my years, but maybe the rest of this year will be like really, really amazing.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Okay, this is April. Okay, here's my prediction.
Okay.
I think after the Missy Elliott concert, everything is going to be better.
I certainly will feel better. I know that.
Yes. I mean, what if she wears like, okay, so she recently recreated her iconic outfits from all her music videos.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, what if she did that for this tour?
That would be really nice.
What if they double dutch with her hair like in that video?
That would be so great. I really hope.
Oh my God.
I really hope. I want all the references. I want all
the throwbacks.
I want all of it.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Do you think Tweet will come out?
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Oh my God, imagine.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
So excited.
Oh my God, Missy Elliott. Supersonic, Thumbadabba, Funky Fresh.
I also saw Beyonce had it. Like, Beyonce's supposed to be announcing something soon, I think. Oh. And people were like, please don't be a tour. We are poor. we just spent all our money on your last tour. Please don't be a tour.
Yeah, I mean, I do think it would be really wild if she went right back out on tour. But I'm ready for the hoedown.
I mean, I got to dance to these songs. Wait, I got to wear a cowboy hat.
I would like to wear a cowboy hat,
I got to do a line dance to these songs.
Have we talked about her album?
I don't think we have.
Uh-uh. Okay, some people don't like Jolene. I like Jolene. I think it's like Becky with the good hair part two, and I think that's what she was trying to do. So I am a fan. I like her voice on it. My favorite tweet about it was about how Post Malone and Miley Cyrus like had their black eras, and then Beyonce said, nah, y'all belong over here.
let me steer you right back to where you're supposed to be.
It made me laugh so hard. But her voice and Miley's voice is great. It
sounds so good. Yeah. I hope they perform that live together.
Me too.
At some point, because, yeah, they sound amazing together.
And then Yaya, I think, is where she samples These Boots Are Made for Walking. I screamed in my car because in the fifth grade, me and my Girl Scout troop did a performance to These Boots Are Made for Walking. Oh. So we had to listen to it over and over and over again. And then I love listening to stuff over and over and over again. So I would just play it on my own and then just like dance around, especially the last part where it's like, duh, 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 duh. And I just, I said, Beyonce, you're speaking to baby Nicole.
Yeah. I mean, the Blackbird cover, I think, is so beautiful. And I love that song. That's one of my songs that I listened to over and over and over again. And when I was like, oh, she did a Blackbird cover? Oh my God.
I had never heard it before in my whole life, but I liked it so much. It's so pretty. Bodyguard is so good.
Yeah.
And I still like 16 River Carriages.
Dance. Yeah.
I think it's a really fun album.
Yeah. She does some really weird stuff. Like, weird in a good way. Like, weird musically. Like, it doesn't sound like anything else.
No, that's why she said, I'm not putting out a country album. I am putting out a Beyonce album. Mm-hmm. Bitch, you have your own genre. I love it.
I love it.
Do you think she'll want to come on the podcast to promote it? I think I asked that about Renaissance too.
I mean, probably. I don't know if enough people know about it.
Yeah, I think we just got to like get the album out there, get people to talk about it. And I love Dolly Parton. She's like, it's Dolly P.
Hey, honey bee, it's Dolly P.
She's so sweet and adorable. Have I ever told you about when I met Dolly Parton?
I don't think so.
Okay, so Dolly Parton came to a UCB mod night.
What?
Because her doctor's son was a writer on Mod Night, and Mod Night is the sketch comedy teams at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. And my team was up with her doctor's son's team. Mm-hmm. And we were all backstage getting ready, and someone runs out and goes, Dolly Parton's in the audience. And we were like, no. And they were like, yes. And I was like, okay. Dolly Parton sat dead center, hair coiffed, full makeup in a big, bright pink outfit, looking the most Dolly you've ever fucking seen her.
Whoa.
And I clocked her and I said, Nicole, just perform. And I did a sketch called Rhonda the Condom Keeper, which was a lady, a lady named Rhonda, who had a lot of questions for you before she opened the locked condom case.
That's really funny.
And it's a really funny sketch. I think it was by Lauren McGuire. And afterwards, Dolly wanted to meet us all because she had such a good time. And I very rarely get starstruck. But Dolly Parton really did it for me because she is like a life-size fucking Barbie and she's a legend and she's got an amusement park named after her. And she came backstage and she was like, y'all were so funny. And she looks at me and she's like, I'd buy a condom from you. And I went, okay. And she just looked at me and I looked at her and I didn't know how to be like, I can't say anything else to you. I'm really sorry. She was okay. Okay. Like, and then we took a picture together and I'm smiling so hard. It's all of us together.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, this woman just wanted to talk to me and I couldn't do it.
Oh, that's so cute.
Okay. And I'm sure my eyes went dead and it was like, oh, no. And she's like, I won't use her for anything. She's dumb as hell.
Yeah. Never mind.
Never mind. I don't want to talk to her.
Wow. That's great. I'm surprised she was in full glam because I feel like usually people tell stories about her being incognito, like with a different wig and like normal clothes when she's out and about. But maybe she was being Dolly somewhere else and had to come out right after.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe she was like, I want him to know that I'm here. I'm supporting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which also, that's so supportive to go to your doctor's son's show. I don't know my doctor's family life.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
I could be wrong about that, but I'm 99% sure that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything about my doctor. No. I don't even know if she has children.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever gotten to a point where we needed to talk about that.
No. But I guess if Dolly Parton was your patient, you would tell your family and then you would bring your kids to meet Dolly Parton, the patient.
Yeah. And maybe if it's like she's been seeing this person for decades or something and they became friends and shared stories. That's very sweet.
Right? My goodness.
Wow.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Should we turn to the public and see if they have any questions or queries?
Yes, let's turn to the public.
Oh my God, imagine if we hosted like an NPR show. What would your NPR voice sound like?
Maybe a little. Something like this.
Oh, Sashir, that's nice.
I think it's nice.
In NPR, it sounds like they are deep-throating the microphone. Like, it sounds like they are so close to the mic.
And just so soft and so gentle.
So gentle and pronounce all of the words.
But, I mean, it does make for nice listening.
It does.
They figured something out.
They did. Well, we're not NPR. We're here to answer questions and queries.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. This is Verity. I love your show. My ex-best friend actually introduced me to it when we drove across country, and we listened to the whole Best Friends podcast there and back. So it was just like 24 hours, and I love it. So I have a question about money and friends. My friend started a side business of doing a photo booth, and I helped out one time, and I just loved it. Like, it was super fun. I had a great time, and I was just like, this is so much fun. I'd love to help out. I was also trying to get sober at the time, and so I needed something that was, like, a little bit wholesome and kept me busy to kind of, you know, help in my sobriety. And so, like, I just started helping out, and you know, I was like, you guys don't have to pay me. Don't worry about it. I'm just happy to help out for, you know, get your business off the ground. Okay, so it's almost like a year later. I've been doing so many events, and things are starting to ramp up again. And they had me do a couple events by myself. Of course, it's nowhere near as fun as when I do it with my friends. And it's just gotten a lot harder. And I also am like, hey, I think you need to start paying me. And it's kind of weird, and I struggle with money, and I'm also, like I said, I'm newly sober, and so, like, you know, everything, I'm a little sensitive right now, and so I just want to talk to them about it, and I'm trying to figure out a way to bring it up without being ungrateful, because they've been so supportive of, like, me getting sober, and just, like, you know, we've been friends for, like, 10 years, and it's a couple, like, you know, I've been there for their kids. Like, I'm really, you know, I feel part of their family or part of their village. And, but I do want to keep doing it. I just think if I'm going to do it by myself or continue, I just need to get paid. I definitely make way less money for them. And I feel like they'll be okay with it. I just also know they're going to give me crap about it, which I think I'm just feeling really sensitive about it. So I guess my question is, you know, having those tough money conversations with friends, like, I could use any suggestion. I love this podcast. It makes me laugh so hard. Also, Nicole, ADHD is a wonderful, magical beast, and people who rag on you for hitting curves, that's what they're there for. That's their job, to get hit. So you're using them appropriately. Okay, thank you, guys. I wish you all the best. Blessings.
That's nice. The other day, I hit two cars and left my car on the curb. I really thought I had a little bit more room than I did in my car. And I was like, doof. And I was like, oh, no. And then I was like, doof. And I was like, oh, no. And I went, and I was like, uh-oh. And then I was like, well, that's it for me. And I got out of that car and left it.
Seems like I should finish here.
I think it's hard to have conversation with friends, especially ones that you, like, care about, because you're like, what if they get mad at me and never talk to me again? Which is in the back of my mind anytime I'm, like, advocating for myself within friendship. Truly, no problem in business. Don't know why. But then, like, mixing friendship and business, that's tough. I think you can say, I've been thinking about this. I've been a little sensitive. And so I didn't really know how I was going to go over, but when I work alone, it is like it's work, and it's not like fun hangout time. And it's like, it's, you know, a lot of my time. So I was wondering if we could work out like a payment for this. And if you are not feeling that, then I think I can only work when you guys are working.
I like that. I mean, this feels pretty like cut and dry. Like it's like she's doing work. This is a business. Mm-hmm. It's not like,
yeah.
It's not like, oh, nothing seems unclear. They're making money. Mm-hmm. They probably have like tax forms to fill out. It's a business.
Yeah.
So if she's working, especially if she's working alone and this party is paying the business for mm-hmm. her to work at that event, she should get paid. So I kind of mm-hmm. feel like, I don't know what could even get confused there. Like, I don't even know what they could possibly come back with. Yeah. And it sucks that she feels like that they will give her a tough yeah. time about it. Because I don't know what tough time could be given. It's a business. She is working. So I yeah. think, yeah, I think you can definitely say, I'm so glad that this has gotten off the ground. I'm so proud to be a part of the beginning of it. I think if I'm going to be working alone or at all, really, mm-hmm. I would like to start getting paid for this. I think my contribution deserves to get paid. And I guess if there's pushback, I don't know. I don't even know how I would take that. I'd be like, that makes zero sense. You guys are getting paid. Yeah. You're doing the exact same thing I'm doing.
Yeah. I wonder if it's like, you know how people are like, Jeff Bezos should make billions. Amazon was his idea. And I'm like, but he's not the one doing any of the work.
Right.
Like, do you know what I mean? So like, yeah. they might be like, well, it's our idea. So like, it's not big enough for us to pay people, da 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 da. But mm-hmm. it's like, but if you need help, it is big enough for you to pay people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, because it's her time. Like, yes. time is money. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're just showing, like, setting it up and people can use the photo booth without yeah. a person. If that's the case, yeah, then I guess they don't need an employee. But this person is doing work.
Yeah. And she's newly sober and is taking time away from her discovering stuff sober. Like mountains.
Friends.
Pools.
Animals,
roller skates,
roller coasters,
teddy bears,
eBay,
going to the dentist.
Yeah, maybe they didn't go to the dentist before they were sober.
Or maybe they're always at the dentist drunk. Yeah,
giving free labor at this photo booth. I'm kind of like, just ask. It doesn't, mm-hmm. I really can't imagine. You are in the right to ask, but maybe you can have a precursor of like, you know, this, you could even say, this is awkward for me. Like mm-hmm. talking about money is awkward. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity you even gave me to like have something to do while I'm trying to figure out my sobriety. And I would like to start getting paid for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think you need the precursor because I don't think it's a bad thing, but a lot of times people, when you like go to them with like, oh, I would like something because you're not providing it, people think it's like an indictment on them. Mm. And it's like, oh, so I'm bad for not paying you. And it's like, no, you just didn't think of it. But also, yeah. I don't know why they didn't think of it. I think that's crazy. I'm always offering to pay people for stuff.
I mean, I think the caller did say they offered to work for free at first. They're like, you don't even have to pay me. I'll just do it. Which, not a great instinct, but that's what happened. So,
yeah. I know I said I would work for free,
yeah.
but this is a little bit more time consuming than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
So I was thinking you could pay me for my time now, but if you don't want to, then I have to step away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Solved, baby. Solved.
Let's do another.
Oh, good night, Nicole. Good night, Sashir. I hope you're both doing well. You're the best. And your bathing breakout changed the lives of so many of your white listeners. That I every time I bend over and soap up my toes, I think about all the white people who are in the shower at the same time as me not doing that. And I'm like, but it's so easy. Like, I have a pretty small shower, and mm-hmm. I can bend down. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a little foot thing, but I can do it. I get down there.
Also, it feels so good when I scrub.
It does.
All the skin on my body. And so I don't understand only doing that for my torso.
Yeah. and I recently like,
don't
added
it.
A, an extra layer. Now I do a scrub. So I wash with my utensil, my tool, my towel. Mm-hmm. And now I've got this like yummy scrub stuff that I scrub on my elbows and on my knees and my shins and my butt. My butt is so fucking soft right now. I can't even. Like I would... It's so soft that I would think about letting you see it and touch it. Wow. I do have a pretty racy question. I've gotten into the lifestyle over the past year, and boy, oh boy, do I love me some sex parties.
You know what? I didn't realize we went back to the letter. I really thought you were starting. I thought you had a racy question.
Oh.
I didn't. There was no division between you talking and the letter.
Whoopsie daisy. That's really funny. I don't think I would ever preface something with I have a racy question. Just
I can see you doing that.
You think?
I think you just probably launch into it. But if it was really racy, if it was racy to your standards, then I'd be like, oh, gotta hold on to my hats. What is this?
Sheer. I have a racy question. Should I let I'm trying to think of a racy question. Should I let someone put a souffle in my asshole and suck it out?
A souffle? Won't that be hot?
I don't. Yeah, I guess so. Wow. Thanks for being there for me. I guess that's a no.
Yeah. That's a no on my vote.
Okay. Back to the letter. Boy, oh boy, I love me some sex parties. For me, race doesn't add or detract value in a potential partner, but interracial couplings are definitely fetishized by some folks.
For me, I love when men show obvious enthusiastic desire, and honestly, as a curvy white woman, that desire does seem to come more frequently from Black men. I didn't really think of anything of it at first, but I do avoid parties that wholly center interracial stuff because race play turns me off. I love praise, but please don't compliment my pink pussy.
Yikes.
Recently, some hosts invited me to a party, and while the hosts were super sweet and welcoming, only a small fraction of the guests seemed happy I was there. One stranger became a friend, but he was visiting from out of town. Nobody else cared to acknowledge me or engage in convo.
I was the only white person there, which didn't bother me, but I didn't want to encroach on someone's safe space, and the kinky world can be overwhelmingly white sometimes. I noticed, and after trying a few failed entries into chats, I did just spend my time with the out-of-town hottie. After a bit, a few guests I knew came, so I chilled out. So I chilled with them for a while, then saw myself out early.
My questions... I've been invited back, but I don't know if I should go. It seems rude to return where I'm not wanted. Alternatively, I could show up much later when my friends go, and maybe that introduction to the group would prevent some of the awkwardness. It's tough in these streets when you're not a night owl. Things start so late, or maybe I'm being crazy and just need to sit through the initial awkwardness. I've been trying to convince myself I'm being silly, but then one of my FWBs, Friends with Benefits, told me that one woman in that group, one that I know and that we get along fine, yelled at him at a party once for fucking all the white women. And honestly, I'm not mad at that anger. Makes sense to me, and I'm sure it's frustrating. Love you both and your work. Thank you so much for all you do.
I am not a sex party frequenter, but what I've heard from people who frequent sex parties is that it is like a... not the most inviting space for Black people. So Black people have had to create their own safe spaces in the kink world. So I honestly think you could reach out to the host and ask, is this a Black specific kink party? And was I invited, you know, because I'm like a little curve? You actually don't even have to bring that up. It just be like, I just want to make sure that I'm not encroaching on the space. Mm-hmm. If it's supposed to be a safe space for Black people. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, I
like that. And even if the host is like, no, it's fine, I like you, just come. If you get a vibe that's actually not the case, I think you can trust that and maybe not encroach. Because also, like, I guess I don't know the order of operations of sex parties, but if you come in and the vibe's not right and then you're trying to have sex with these people, I feel like you're already like like climbing up a mountain that's never going to end. Like that's like that is tough.
That's really funny. Walking to a party where everyone hates you, and you're like, okay, so y'all want to fuck?
Yeah, like can I kiss you? Okay. Or I know you just gave me a side eye, but like, do you want?
Do you
want
to suck on your titty? Yeah. That's so funny. I agree. But I do think email the host, see what the host says, and then go with your friends because people might think you're a loose white lady with no ties. So if you go with...
Who does this white lady belong to?
Whose white lady is this? We got a loose white up in here. But maybe go with your friends so people go, oh, that's an ally, that she's friends with our people.
I also think it's funny that the writer was like, oh, but these things start so late, which is like, I want, are there like afternoon sex parties?
Yes.
Like everyone's like,
Dipper hosts one called Drain Your Nut. And I've been begging to do coat check there. But he was like, it's a safe space for male identified people. And he was like, and that has been like a promise, and it breaks it if you come. And I was like, even for coat check, I just want to work coat check. I just want to like, I just want to handle coats and like be like, hey, have fun in there. And then when I give your coat back, be like, did you have fun? Do you want to tell me a little bit about it?
But like, can you imagine if you're the first face these men see when they walk, these gay men see when they walk in, they're like, oh, hi, Nicole Byer. Okay, well, I guess I'll. Just go ahead and try to be chill now.
I mean, that would that's like my dream. As someone is like fucking entering somebody else, like, you know, butt fucking somebody, going, did you see Nicole Byer up front? Like, that is a dream come true. Like, I just want to be talked about while someone is railing another person, like, specifically Nicole, two right? men. That was Nicole Byer, right? Or do you think that was a drag queen? And they're like, oh, I'm coming. I don't know. I'll go check. Like, I just, it's like a fantasy. It's just like, it would feel really good, you know? Because gay men are my, I love gay men.
That's your demographic, yeah.
They're my people. I also love gay ladies, but gay men, they've really supported me. Like, I will say this, gay men have supported me from the jump, and I will forever be grateful for them. And I really want someone to fuck somebody asking them a question about me. Like, that's a dream. Another dream, to be on Jeopardy as a question while two people are fucking and they're like, Nicole Byer, who is Nicole Byer?
So all these dreams are just people fucking and saying your name.
I just want to be thought about with sex. Is that too much to ask for?
No, it's not too much. I believe, I'm sure it's already happened, honestly.
I hope. Sometimes people will send me Grindr screenshots where people will be like, oh, I listened to Nicole Byer's podcast. And they're like, oh, me too. And then they're like, we have a thing in common. And that brings me so much joy.
You're the thing in common. I love that.
Well,
solved, I think. I think we did it.
Don't be a loose white. Oh, no.
If you have any questions or queries or want to talk about any loose whites in your life, you can email NicoleAndSashira@gmail.com or call or text or leave a voice message at 424-645-7003.
And if you want to wear a shirt with my face on it while you fuck and go, Nicole Byer, we also have and Sashira Zameda. We have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends. Oh my God, if you're best friends with your partner, cut the shirt in half so you're each wearing one size.
And then you can find each other during the party.
Yeah.
If you want to read any of our transcripts out loud at the party while you're getting railed, we have transcripts at our on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget, while you're sucking a dick, to take a break, rate, review, and subscribe, and then continue to completion. It's the easiest way to support the show.
All right.
All right. Happy fucking, everyone. Signing off from outside a sex party, it's been Nicole Byer.
And Sashira Zameda.
Wow.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.